Last year, the film 12 Years a Slave won highly deserved accolades for its unflinching and brave portrayal of American slavery. And Lee Daniels' The Butler also earned critical acclaim. They were two films with diverse casts, but don't be fooled. Hollywood is still as white as ever. A new study shows that the top-grossing movies of 2013 failed to represent the ethnic and racial makeup of America and underrepresented characters of color, specifically in speaking roles. The results are similar to those found in previous surveys about non-white characters in television. So to help us sort through it all is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. He's reported for years on diversity and the media. Eric, great to talk to you again. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us the top headline here. What are the most pertinent or important results of this study?
Well, the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Southern California looked at the race or ethnicity of about 4,000 characters with speaking parts in the 100 highest grossing films of 2013. And they found that even though non-white people make up about 36% of the U.S. population, they filled only like 25% of these speaking parts. And a big reason for that disparity is the underrepresentation of Hispanics. They were only 5% of these speaking roles, even though they're about 16% of the U.S. population. And this happens even though non-white Hispanics buy about 25% of all the movie tickets, and they have this buying power of like $1 trillion. So I compare it to going to your favorite restaurant, and you're a steady fan and a steady customer, and they always seat you in the worst seat in the house. It doesn't make a lot of sense sometimes.
I mean, it's a rather amazing number that the Hispanic population buys a quarter of all the movie tickets, but they get not even 5% of the speaking roles. We're going to come back to Latinos in the Hispanic community specifically in a moment. But how did other minority groups do in Hollywood last year?
Well, black people were actually overrepresented a little bit. They had 14% of the speaking roles, even though they're just under 13% of the population. And Asian characters got 4% of the roles, even though they're just under 5% of Americans. And white characters, of course, made out the best. They got 74% of speaking roles, even though they're 72% of the population. And what's interesting to me about this, we've seen similar numbers in television. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation does a regular study of TV diversity every year, and they found that last year's primetime TV season on the broadcast networks had 78% white characters, 12% black characters, 5% Asian characters, and 4% Latino characters, which is almost exactly the same underrepresentation of Latino and Hispanic characters as the USC study found in movies.
Wow.
And the researchers for the USC study, they've kept track of these numbers since 2007, and they say they haven't changed that much for any ethnic group over the past 7 years. So even though you see these high-profile movies like The Butler or 12 Years a Slave, and you think, well, maybe things are getting better, in reality, the percentage of speaking roles haven't changed that much.
Even as the makeup of the country has changed quite dramatically in the past decade or so. And we should say, and I'm looking at the study here, when we say speaking roles, we don't mean like starring main characters. We mean anything beyond one word in a film, like literally someone who gets to open their mouth and say something. So it's remarkable.
This is a pretty wide net, you know, that they're casting here. And the other thing that's interesting to me, they say that non-white consumers buy something like 46% of all movie tickets. So the groups that are underrepresented here are buying almost half the movie tickets out there. So Hollywood isn't even paying a price, really, for this lack of diversity yet.
One wonders why. But let's look at a little bit about the aspect of the study that looked even beyond the number of speaking roles, because the USC also looked at how minority characters are just portrayed in general. And we've got a clip from a movie to demonstrate that. It's from 2013's Machete Kills, starring several people, amongst others, Sofia Vergara.
Ladies, give them help. Save lover boy for mama. I have a special package for him. Killjoy, give me my strap-on.
So her character there is referring to a gun that is strapped onto her waist, and she's firing from that. Funny, maybe, but not the most flattering portrayal of
Latinos. Not the most flattering. Actually, there are two guns that are fastened onto her brassiere. So yeah, not necessarily the most uplifting image. And this study found that Hispanic females were more likely than female characters of any other ethnicity to be shown nude or exposing lots of skin on camera. 37% of the Hispanic female characters were doing this. And Hispanic males were also more likely to be shown in tight or sexually attractive clothing, and they were the second most likely to be shown partially or fully nude. But what's interesting is the percentages for the Hispanic males were at 16%, which shows how much more often women are shown nude or partially clothed in films, just in general.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that it seems as if this underrepresentation of minority characters or actors happens when even the directors of the films are minorities themselves. We've got a clip from Gravity, directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who, he cast Sandra Bullock and George Clooney in the leading roles there. So let's listen.
Explorer's been hit. Explorer, do you read? Explorer, over. Explorer. Astronaut is off structure.
What do I do?
So Gravity was a great film, and Clooney did a wonderful job. But I'd say that someone like, I don't know, Antonio Banderas could have done just as good of a job. So why do we think that even when the directors are minorities themselves, we're not seeing more minority actors?
Well, now we have to separate because the study actually found that black directors tend to give more speaking roles to black actors than white directors do. Black directors gave 46% of their speaking roles in the films that they directed, as opposed to 10% for white directors. So what happens is we look at Gravity and we look at Pacific Rim, which were two of the biggest films directed by Hispanics, and they didn't feature hardly any Hispanic characters. There's one Hispanic actor who played a Chinese-American character in Pacific Rim, and of course Gravity really only had two characters in it, and they were both white. So that's a challenge for Hispanic directors, I think.
Yeah, we've just got a couple seconds, Eric, left to go, but you said earlier Hollywood isn't yet paying the price for this. Do you think it could?
I think that is key. If movies with Latino and Hispanic characters make more money, then Hollywood will respond. And if they don't pay a price at the ballot at the box office, there's really no reason for them to change.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans talking to us about diversity continuing to fall short on the big screen. Great to talk to you, Eric. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.